you know, the three.
Michael, shut up.
Damn.
Shut up.
Because I was living underwater with $3.06, my
underwater?
Brother.
Underwater? Oh,
like a mermaid?
No, my sister, like a fetus.
Like,
see,
with money?
Oh, my God.
You may laugh, but you did not do your math, my sister.
First things first, when I wake, with my wallet at, I'm close to the cake. Got a dream with my dollar at, I deem that the green in my garden keep growing. Get more green than a whole home, smelling like a bakery. Gotta eat like I gotta have a cake disease. I stay laced with the force and the fake.
Now let's get started with the show.
Alright, welcome everybody, woo! Welcome to Island Power! I am your temporary host, Nancy, obviously.
I'm speaking into the drink like it's a microphone.
She I am speaking into my drink a little bit because production left us with a little too much drink. But for this episode, we are talking about our favorite show, Insecure. Obviously, if you have not watched it, it is time to do so. Season 1 and short as hell, Season 2. We're going to get into it because it is... that sort of hour, and I can't drink no more drinks and talk at the same time. So, obviously, the main character, Issa, she is my girl, but not always, because she has her drama with dudes and her job all at the same freaking time.
I just know I don't hear women having a good time, not black women having a good time. We can't have that at all.
Michael.
Yeah. Get your boy in here. Haha, tis I, your boy, the compelling antagonist of the show. Part hotep, part fuck boy, all broke boy.
Broke.
The king of the $2 date.
$2?
Your main doodle stain, Ashy Bane.
Ew.
Yeah, let's talk about this shit.
The dollar menu is gone.
Where he taking
to him mama house.
Oh.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So let's talk about a few of the main topics. We're going to just go by character versus by episode because episodes were hella short. It was only 6. So we can only extend this by character.
Yeah.
Issa, my girl, had obviously just broken up with her main man Lawrence the season before. Mm-hmm. If you did not watch it and I'm spoiling it for you, it's your fault.
Did she break up with him?
Did she? Okay.
No,
she,
her actions did.
Her.
No,
he broke up with her. He definitely broke up with her.
Yeah.
Shit, we'll talk about some wine.
But depending on who you talk about, they broke up. It was mutual.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Closure overrated, dog. Closure is overrated. So, that whole Issa. Little thing was like a waste of time. I don't know, man. That shit was cute. But,
really yeah, she really was chasing her feelings about him for a good
reason. Ha, yeah, another whole
she
tip.
Wasn't chasing her feelings
here,
about him. Let's just get this right.
Let's talk about
this. The show needed Lawrence. The show just needed Lawrence. And she needed to get over Lawrence by doing as much as she possibly can.
Which happened to be the most at this point.
It also happened to be the most.
Definitely the most.
But also, she got over Lawrence by getting under Nathan.
Nate the Great.
She got on top of Nate.
That's
he shot the club up.
That's who?
Caleb from How to Get Away. He's crazy.
He's crazy in one show, he's so crazy. He's cray-cray in this one.
Michael
no,
Ealy's still
he
crazy.
Looks familiar.
Michael Ealy's still crazy.
But he's still fine.
He's fine, but he's crazy.
I like him crazy.
We don't forget.
Like,
okay, well,
on each of them.
Just so we're clear, Issa was trying to get her life right
like
after Lawrence, because when she was with Lawrence,
she didn't appreciate a good thing, dog.
Excuse me?
She didn't.
She appreciated him for 5 years straight while he was unemployed trying to get his
life.
She
was paying all the bills.
She was paying all the bills.
She was paying all the bills.
She was paying all the bills.
She was indeed not. If she was paying all the bills, she could have afforded the next hike.
If she was the one. Hold on. Before we get into this, don't forget. She was not only paying the rent and everything else, she was also paying for their outing. So if they went to the bar, frequently out to eat, any clothes that they bought, all the extras she bought, she was the only one working.
No. The only reason she couldn't keep
she was the only
after
one
he
working
left is because the rent was hiked.
Yeah.
So
no, that was the second part. Don't forget,
he was collecting unemployment.
He was collecting unemployment, but he also had his savings.
And his savings. And he was going to the bank. And that's how he met his.
Him going to the bank don't mean nothing because
you can't go to the bank without no money.
I know people who have overdrafts that step foot into the bank.
He was not overdrafted.
That's the thing. When you're together, you save up.
And he saved.
Of course, he could save.
He had the ability to save because he wasn't spending any money. No, he might have been getting unemployment, but he was saving his unemployment money for when.
Who's they? His previous job.
His previous job.
What was his previous job?
Mike.
What was his
previous job?
What did he do before Best Buy?
He was just trying to develop his own app. He failed in doing so. Thank you for coming into the conversation. But what I was saying was,
he still had bread. Like, that's what I'm saying. If she could afford to pay, to feed them, take them out, pay the rent, do all the bills, then that little whatever the hike was on that rent, she would have been able to afford that too.
No, without his money.
There are some people that live paycheck to paycheck because they're paying all the bills and they're going overboard on their expenses.
The thing is, he was sitting on the couch moping. He was still paying bills. Bills were still getting paid. With his unemployment and his savings.
No. I need to know what
his unemployment
last.
Went directly
for
into
six
his
because
savings.
The last one that was the last check when to the bank. He got off his ass and went to Best Buy and was making that money.
Issa forced him to do that. Yeah.
She literally read him the riot act and said, "I am done ties with you if you don't." She said, and I'm saying, and I would say this to anybody, I understand you're trying to get your app developed, but in the meanwhile, get a regular job. Facts. Don't demean the job.
He definitely had to get his ass off his shoulders.
So the only reason he did was because Issa read him the riot act, and by then she was already done.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so
done.
Okay, so they're done or whatever. But also by the time she cheated, they already had that discussion. They already said that they were both in it. They both said that they were going to work on everything going forward, but then you take the jump back
but
to
that
cheat.
But the act was already, when she was done. The act was committed when she was done. He didn't get his act together till after he got Best Buy and she had finished with Daniel. And then that's when they discussed, all right, we're going to stop.
No. She cheated on him after they had the discussion. And while she was cheating, he was getting her broken pussy video wiped off the internet.
She was already done ties with him. Yeah, you had the discussion about getting your life together, but mentally she was out of it. But she couldn't. She was in that. It's like you feel like you're stuck in that relationship because
you got so used
to it. We
ain't gonna justify Issa cheating, though.
But we're not gonna justify her cheating. All right, we're not gonna justify her cheating. What I can say for season two, Lawrence's appearance saved the show.
Season three.
If you ain't caught up by season three, you need to get your life.
You didn't even remember it was season three.
But the seasons are that short.
This is what I remember. Okay.
The seasons are that short to where it's like.
So season two and three could have been merged for all I care.
But the takeaway is, thank you for Lauren showing back.
Thank goodness. But also, Lauren showed up.
I heard Black Jesus by Ghostface Killah.
Okay, Black Jesus PSA. If you're going to stick your dick in everything, put a condom on it.
That is a really good idea.
Put a condom on it. I'm just saying.
So we're going to talk about the Ferris wheel right now?
She was in a relationship with that mug.
We started with Issa.
No, but we're still on Issa.
Listen,
we're talking about Lawrence. And we haven't moved through that. We got to get to Daniel, then we can get to Nathan.
Exactly. We're skipping a whole dude.
We're skipping a whole sequence of dream, sequence of pussy, and that we got to address.
Yes. So Daniel, I appreciate him coming back. He did his thug thizzle. Anytime the dude who plays that, I don't remember the actor.
He could have done one episode though.
He could have.
It wasn't a 3-episode arc. I just didn't think it was a 3-episode storyline that we needed from him.
Because it was, you know what? They make the guys' arcs kind of quick, because they're trying to focus on Issa and Molly. But for him, I'm happy he was back. Daniel took too long.
Him and all 47 of his teeth.
you counted?
You can see.
That's a lot of calcium.
First of all, first of all, he has a very attractive smile. And he has kind eyes.
His lips are very nice.
Right. And thank you. He is a pretty chocolate brother. But his character was making some idiotic decisions.
His character was just like doing the most.
He did not have to let Issa into the door. Issa had options before she got into that house. Her brother and Molly. She had
options after she walked into his door. She had options. She did not have to stay.
Why she went to him...
She wanted that dick.
Basically. I think she wanted access to that dick.
Didn't get the dick.
She didn't. And when she finally was about to get that dick, she told that dick no.
I'm like, she crazy.
So... Daniel, it was a reach for him because she was just in the house, but
that was
with
really
him,
awkward. Like that was just
him,
awkward.
Like there's an improvement per person. So with Lawrence, Issa was actually thinking things through when it came to the event that she was putting together. Mm-hmm. With Daniel, she was forcing him to think how he ran his music business a little bit. She got him in his feels, which is probably why that last episode when he handed her the last of her stuff, he was kind of salty about it because that's when he was starting to feel like, ooh, maybe I made a mistake not making this girl, putting this girl permanently in my life. Mm-hmm. That was it.
There's a lot of dudes with hurt feelings in this season, though.
Dudes are salty nowadays,
it's a lot of, like,
so.
It's a lot of dudes that
just thought something. Not having fruit frenzy.
No, my thing is about Daniel is he needed Issa because Issa's life was shitty. And then
He needed to be needed.
He needed somebody that was a little bit below him so he could feel better about himself. But then Issa started getting her act together, was like, yeah, I'm about to quit my job. I'm about to do this nonprofit block party for us, by us. I'm about to become a super at this apartment, so I really don't need to be on your couch anymore.
Which when she said, hey, I got this property management job, I'm gonna be moving out, he looked super salty.
Yeah. Yeah,
he wanted somebody that was technically someone he was taking care of. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of guys like that that don't want the chick who's successful, that can take care of herself, hyper independent, because they feel like the only way they can be wanted is if they're taking care of you in some way, shape, or form. Yeah. Maybe that's his deal, but whatever it was, it took 3 episodes too many to get to that arc.
And Mason, I mean, I felt like they were going to go forward with him a little more, which I was kind of, I didn't want.
He might come back.
At all.
Daniel?
I mean, it's fine if he comes back, but he doesn't need 3 episodes.
They didn't need to give him a family. They didn't need to give him a backstory. Right. I didn't need an origin, so I just needed him to be his one episode, maybe 2, and then we can move on through Issa's journey. I just felt like she wasted so much time with him.
She does.
What are you dealing with the man who's fucking the next bitch in the next bedroom and you're sleeping there on the couch? Like, let's just address
being
that.
Being obnoxiously loud.
Like, being obnoxiously loud. Dude, at that point, there's nothing left there for us.
Yeah, like, girl, I would have been like, you know what, I'm just packing up my stuff.
I don't know. Yeah, this is a 2-3 night, maybe 4 night the most, but brother, I need to go.
And she had the audacity to ask for another week and a half.
I couldn't do that.
Well, I mean, it was that, and it was like,
because I do not like this direction she's taking.
It was a lot of that, and then it was, but there was like that episode or two where before she goes and talks to Kelly, where she's like utterly useless in the house as well. So it's kind of like you guys are talking about. Well, Kelly's asking her, like, are you cleaning? Are you cooking? Are you doing anything? Like, so, yeah.
Which is why I was, like, assuming, if I was on Kelly's end, I would have assumed that she was just giving him the box for a stay.
She wasn't even doing that.
She wasn't doing that. Even when she was handed, when she finally got the dick, she said, I didn't want it. And that was when she was, like, I think she had gotten the property management job, but hadn't told him yet.
Yeah.
And she was just feeling some kind of way about it. And I was like, you know what? Now that you have your head on straight, you can see that Daniel is not for you. But
I think we spent too much time on Daniel.
Yeah.
Because, it's just like that black hole.
It is. Nathan, he came in there. Did he stab the boy in the back?
No, he just beat him up. He was a big dude. Nathan was wild. I was crazy.
I
told you, Caleb.
No, we're not going to listen.
But he's fine.
I mean, he's depressed.
I've been out of drinks.
You've been. Just so we're clear, this one here has been stuck on the fact that.
He's depressed.
The fact that he thinks Nathan is depressed.
He is.
We just think Nathan is probably a mama's boy who'd have been given everything, and when things get tough, he gets going. I mean, he didn't. He might exhibit the same signs.
The two aren't mutually exclusive, I don't think, either.
I mean, I don't think he...
I don't think it's mutually exclusive.
I mean, his depression...
Again, his depression is his problem. His depression was his problem.
He doesn't...
He might not know. Okay, so the serious part is...
The part he... What he explained was depression. And it's like undiagnosed depression. I'm not saying that it absolves him of anything. If anything, it means that... it's because I think they want to travel down that black people don't believe in mental health and therapy angle. So
the thing
that's one of those things, again, we talked about last 5 minutes of the show, you could see it coming a mile away.
Okay, so then that would mean if she told Molly about it, who goes to see a therapist, because when Molly told Issa that she went to go see a therapist, there was a little bit of apprehension. That was what, in season two that she said? Molly told her that she went to go see a therapist. Yeah, there was some partial black people judgment there. But if what he was describing was depression and she felt like maybe he needed to go see a professional, I feel like Issa is part of the group, our age group, that would be like, you need to go see somebody for that.
I think, again, they kind of want to explore that side through Issa, where it's like, because she said like, oh, I got to worry about you running off if you get into a mood. And you know, I have friends who are clinically depressed. And so when they talk about it, it's not that they're in a mood. It's not, you know, a lot of people are like, well, just cheer the fuck up. And it's like, it's not nearly that easy. So I think that they're kind of turning that up on Issa to where it's just like, well, it's just a mood, figure it out. But at the same time, Issa doesn't have any, you know, degrees on that, so she's not the person to help him with that. And I think that she is well within her rights to run for the hills and just, you know, just let him go ahead and figure it out.
Oh, like, we've been telling her, we're the black people at the movie theater that has been screaming to her, run!
Run!
Run, Issa,
don't
run!
Open that door!
That nigga beard is patchy! Get out of there!
I mean, we've been telling her to dip. There is no reason.
Oh, Daniel in the house. What up?
There is no reason for you to have to become someone's doctor, their mother, their therapist, whatever it is. If you can't handle it, and right now, Issa cannot help a lost puppy.
Not only that,
she's
supposed to be his piece.
Nah, no, she ain't.
What?
She's not.
Because that's her.
But that's his
piece of ass. That's what it is.
No, they said they was together.
Here's the thing.
They did get on some old, we go together.
Wait, no. It wasn't like that. The question was like, this feels real. Like, she was like, he was like, how do you know this is real? She was like, well, it feels pretty real to me. And then he went like, and then it wasn't even like, so much that the words were said, it was like assumed.
Let me put it into regular world terms. They didn't DTR. They didn't define the relationship. It was the hypothetical. Like, exactly. What would you do?
The post-coital.
It was good.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you're living in the happiness right
it's
now.
It's a
so
situationship, my nigga.
It definitely was.
Which is why he was able to dip in goats for like a week.
That wasn't like his
My nigga Casper on that ass.
he really did. But the problem was, I think she felt that was her man. And when her man dipped on her, she felt some kind of way. This is where she internalized, did I cause him to randomly disappear? Did I cause
and
him
that's what I'm
to
saying.
Say, it, you know, did I, what did I say? And she was analyzing everything. And after giving it up in the
Ferris wheel,
he got up and out after the Ferris wheel. I'm like, hold up.
He didn't?
Listen.
That nigga shot the club.
Listen, if you just got like magic pussy in a Ferris wheel, would you just up and dip? This dude left because it was like, this is the type of stuff you would do with your girl. Like, yes. Y'all are just going out and doing stuff. When things got real, he got up and left.
He didn't DTR, and he left and he ran.
He ran somewhere.
But the thing is, he brought up that conversation though. Like, don't be laying in the bed with me while I'm chilling, minding my business, and be like, how do you know if this feels real? I'm like,
that was one of the theories though, that he was like Marcus from Boomerang, where it was just like, Yeah, I'll just lie and say whatever I want. Like, I mean, we thought he was in jail. Exactly. That's some Marcus type shit.
And then come to find out he's just insecure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the title of the show.
Crazy.
But it, you know what? It was great because this also brought us the Coachella episode.
Yeah.
And the Coachella episode
was lit. Very lit.
Made me. I've never wanted to go to Coachella in my life.
I'm going to Coachella next year.
I've also never wanted to do Molly in my life, but for some reason, but for some reason, once Nathan went like this, and then Issa like was shook. I was like, "Is this real? Are you on real Molly right now?" Because it looked like Coachella's lit. I might want to go, but this is what also we're introduced with Andrew. What just going for my boots?
There we go.
Okay.
Your mic was too low because your hanging fruit was
just... Girl. Are you talking about my nigga Asian Sensation?
No, I'm going to Coachella next.
Andrew. You talking about my nigga Asian Sensation?
Andrew came out
with... Hey, wasn't he on... Wasn't he on Arrow?
Yes.
Was he?
He was.
I love him.
He was the nigga who trained... He trained Ali and Nanda Parbat. Nanda yes. Parbat.
These are words I don't know.
I don't know what
the Asian the who wife got murdered.
Full of surprises. Of course they do. They know all of that.
They're full of surprises.
Season one.
I'm about to get an Asian boyfriend.
They went back and trained him.
But before I talk about
anyway, just mention
Isla Powell was a very nerdy show.
Andrew when he took his hair down.
Woo! Ooh.
First of all,
and that's a handsome nigga. That's a
handsome. I was like.
I said, ooh,
they I have never looked at an Asian man in my life, but I
have never looked at any man in my life.
I've looked at a number of Asian dudes.
I was so stuck on Black Love, Andrew, but that Asian, like this,
I was like, play that game. Give me part of your attention. It doesn't have to be the full
first
attention.
Of all, I would
I'd
just
be in his
sad.
Hair.
I don't know if I can handle the full attention.
I'd be the girlfriend that's like,
I would be sitting right here. He's on the couch.
I'd be in his phone, and I'm just in his hair, just playing with his hair. Like
that's it. That's like. I'm over here like let me just massage his scalp.
But also I might Samson him depending on how long he grew out his hair.
No,
I really would because that looked like some good Asian
hair.
That was good Asian hair. He would wake up without it.
I'm gonna run my finger through it.
He would wake up without it.
What you mean? He would look up girl.
He would wake up without it, and I would have me a good wig.
That would be it would be a Samson and Delilah situation. Anybody come near my man's hair, we got a problem.
Yoink, yoink, new wig. New wig. Girl, but before we go on to Andrew, because Andrew is life, Molly needs to get hers and wife her some damn Andrew. She is looking
Andrew.
Every which way but at him.
Gosh.
What's up with your girl, Molly?
I don't know. She doesn't know how to talk to people girl. That isn't Issa.
She thinks
everybody's below her.
She really does.
Like that's a problem.
She is messing up. She's messing up relationships
at
her job.
Of the relationships, like. Okay, her.
We gotta talk about Jared.
Who, wait,
season three, right?
let me just Dro, make sure.
So
Dro.
There was a lot to do with Dro.
This is how she start. No, let's start like this. She was on her little vacation, her little find me time, beginning of the season. Thinking she was dealing with a local,
was.
But
she came back on some cutthroat shit, dog. Like,
yeah,
unnecessarily.
Yeah. Oh, he said.
She was so unnecessary.
He's like, I'm from Cleveland. I was like, oh, no. look at this fine little Asian man right here.
Wait, listen. I don't know what they need to do to put.
Stop.
I don't know what y'all need to do to post up this man's picture when you do.
Oh,
I don't know what y'all need to do.
Look at him.
Ooh, it's kind of hot in here. Y'all ain't gonna crack a window? No.
He is handsome.
Wait, we distracted. Michael, fix that. Ooh, before we just out here talking about, we finna get some babies from this man.
I forgot how he looked on TV.
He was
so handsome.
He was so cute. But y'all need to Google this man, Andrew from Insecure.
We call him Drew.
Drew. No, that's too close to Drew, and Drew is enough. Speaking of.
Let's talk about my nigga Drew.
But wait.
No, let's not.
Can I just
talk about my nigga
Drew?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was kind of feeling Drew. I don't know.
Get out.
He's not ugly. He's not ugly, but it was just like, you know what?
Get out.
Here's the thing. This is why I respect Drew. He was like. No, don't play with me, sir. No, but here's the thing. He was honest. He was like,
I feel like Drew got feelings hurt, man.
Low key, no,
he was
but here's
honest
the thing.
With himself.
But wait, low key, he didn't take away Molly's choice. Like you knew he was married. You know he has like a full blown wife.
He
kind of
did
about.
Because when he had just used his key to get in. and had asserted himself that time.
But I'm just like, Molly had no problem though. Like when he was like digging in her guts, like she wasn't thinking about how he get a key.
Who is thinking about anything when somebody is digging in your guts?
Honestly, look, I think that the thing with Dro, and he's like hurt. Like it wasn't. He was genuinely hurt.
He's married. After he'll the be whole fine. Thing.
Mm. Yeah, that's fine.
He's married. He'll
but
be
the
fine.
Thing
he's
is,
married,
I
and
think
she's pregnant.
But
she'll be fine.
He's fine.
I think the decision that he laid onto her, where she was saying like, "Okay, we got to define whatever's happening." I think because again, they went through great lengths to set this whole relationship up.
They did.
They grew up together. They know each other. They love each other. They know each other more than anything. And so, this is me kind of projecting. I think that he's more upset that she chose to have the dick or nothing, to where it's like, we have all this history. We're friends. Like, we were friends for all this time. And then you chose nothing. Or so it's like,
did she
I
really,
think that's the source
of did she really,
of
his, or did she just cut off the dick and say, it, I'm no longer saying, going like, to do this with you?
Yeah,
that's it, fine.
That's
but I think it.
It,
I think
he
it was,
felt
it,
like she had cut off the friendship when indeed, she just cut off the dick. She was like, you know what? Before, when we were friends, you didn't have a key to my house.
But I think the
it was
key
unnecessary.
Is a of
when
that,
you cut off the,
like,
when you ask for your key back, you really expected this nigga to give you some dick afterwards?
No. This was
like,
it. She
well,
was
the
what
key
she
was
defining
like the death
it
of the whole
it,
thing
it, to it him. Was. To her, getting the key back means you can't just give me the dick instantly anymore. Me, your friend.
But wasn't
give
he
you
like trying
beforehand
to do shit too? Like you know, they were fucking, and he'd be like, "All right, you
want
to what? We gonna
you
do now?
Pancakes.
You
want
to get pancakes?
You want
pancakes? You know what I'm saying? Like he was still
but
trying
was
to
like,
continue that friendship.
No,
and
he
that
was,
friendship
he
aspect
had a
fuck, of
you
it.
You can go to breakfast with your fuck buddy.
Yeah, you can.
You're not,
but that's
not.
But that's not what she was though.
No, but
she
Molly
was
wanted
more
to
than that.
No, she definitely became his. That's the whole thing. She became his fuck buddy.
She was more than that.
He's a married man.
She was more than that.
You could say
she
was more than
you
that,
know what? As far as I'm concerned,
friend. She was a friend long time, and then she became his fuck buddy.
I think
the
for
friendship
Dro,
didn't last because if it hadn't, they stopped fucking. They would have still been friends.
They would have still been friends.
They
would have.
Still
and
been
it was just one of those things where she was like, you
I
know
think
what?
The key thing to him killed the friendship.
That's to him
which
though. For her, it was just I'm just killing off one part that I don't need from you anymore because I'm trying to get my head into this game of really finding a boyfriend, and you can't be my boyfriend while being somebody's husband.
Right.
I only gave you the key because I wanted easy access to the dick.
To the
which means, and you can't invite me to your house where you're married for me to give you pussy. So you gotta come to me. So it's like, that's going to end. If I want you to come over for friendship related items, I'll call you for that. And you don't need my key for me
to
let you in.
You
don't need my
invited,
key
but,
for that.
A key is an open invitation.
But wait,
a key
wait,
is
wait,
an
wait,
open
no.
invitation
but
for
wait,
one
what?
Thing.
What is a key an open invitation to? To friendship?
Nah, bro. My friends don't
my
have
friends
key to my
have
house.
Keys to my house.
My friend,
I have walked into my house and I've seen my friends laying on my bed and I'm like,
we lived different
one
lives.
Friend, one of my friends has a key. Oh, I gotta get that back to us. One of my friends has a key to my house. But that key isn't so that she can come and open my door whenever she pleases. You don't know what I have going on in my house so that you can just come in. Yeah, with friends, I should be able to tell you what's going
your
on.
Your friend's also not taking you to Pound Town either. So
exactly.
There's like that comfort.
Exactly. This is why she took away the key. This is exactly why.
You would need to come over in the middle of the night to go give me some of that good. That's what you need
it.
The key for. If
so that,
not, then
you don't have to wake me up in that manner. I just want you to wake
hour.
Me all right,
up.
So
then
out.
Later on when they see each other at the
why
baby
he
shower.
She and she said she wanted to keep the friendship going, but because she had taken the key, he felt super salty about
but
the loss of the key.
Did she or was she just like, oh, he's there, I need to go.
All of Grinch.
She could have talked to him whenever she wanted.
You saw her process that. That was the best part about Insecure. We watched them, Issa, Molly, we watched all of their brains in real time do the whole, okay, I just saw Issa and Lawrence have a conversation, you know,
right.
amicably at this mm-hmm. baby shower. I should be able to do the same with my childhood friend. Whatever I'm on, let me just swallow it. And it was not the first time we were going to see Molly try to swallow and be the bigger person. It wouldn't be the last. But we saw her do it, and it didn't have the effect that
she wanted.
She wanted.
She wanted, or even us as viewers wanted. Because if they were childhood friends, I would have loved for him to be like, you know what, you're right. I'm sorry for being a dick. And she would have been like, I know, me too, but I miss our friendship. For the way they painted it season one, I too believe that they were the homies.
Yeah.
I
yeah,
really did.
They built it
I
up.
Really did.
I don't know.
But
I,
then
so
this,
it,
and that's
it,
why they
like
said.
So this just proves
like
that him,
it,
yes,
I feel,
because like, they were neighbors.
I feel
yeah,
like she,
like,
I feel like Molly was
friends.
Someone that he feels like he missed out on and he might have just gotten a grasp of it because they were finally getting to the point where, and he's super salty about it. So Dro, he can go ahead and be butthurt, but now you pregnant, bruh.
Yeah, bro.
You impregnated your wife as you're supposed to do, maybe. Because according to him,
maybe
they were in an open relationship. And if you're in an open relationship, wink, wink, and your wife is pregnant, haha, whose baby is it? Welcome to Maury.
A lot of questionable parenting.
Welcome to Maury.
I mean, there's a lot of questionable things happening.
All of them. So the main characters were Molly and Issa. Mm-hmm. Love them. But now we got to talk about
the tertiary characters, but most importantly,
Kelly. Their jobs.
The white people.
No, we need to talk about Kelly.
We need to talk about Kelly.
And her new boyfriend. Oh,
funny Jill Scott. Yeah, I'm with it. Let's go.
I love me some damn Kelly because she be real, especially on the budgeting of Issa.
Yo, honestly, woo! I am Kelly. Kelly is me in real life. Yo.
I feel like everybody feels like all of us is Kelly right now. Kelly is all of us on some of our best days. Yeah.
I think Kelly definitely is.
Kelly is the one that's watching them, and she's the one that's like, skirt, you need to fix your life.
And Kelly is just honest about a lot of shit because it's like, she has zero shame. And she's just not a
one.
Yeah, fuck it.
Which is me, Kelly is me.
And she's like, you know, she flips off her ex-boyfriend and she's like,
wait, she thought it was her ex-boyfriend. And then
she was like, and now we're together.
She's like, to me, she's like the only person that doesn't hide shit on that show, except for maybe how she felt about the whole Tiffany thing. But even then, she didn't really hide it.
But it shows friendship growth. Mm-hmm. Because things change when things happen in people's life. I've seen people's friendships diminish as they've gotten married, as people have gotten kids, moved elsewhere and bought houses. Like it's just a part of life. And you can tell who within that group of four, there's two sets of friendships. Mm-hmm. So Kelly and Tiff, Issa and Molly, those are the besties. So when Kelly got mad that she wasn't asked to put the baby shower together and Tiffany explained, I was waiting for you to say something, but you didn't. It was just like, your friend, your bestie is pregnant. You don't really know how to do.
I think it was like with, because with Molly and Issa, she was like, y'all niggas definitely wasn't doing that shit. And then it was something like, I vaguely remember somehow
she thought that she was putting Kelly's, she even
told the other ladies, no, I'm, you know, waiting. And then when it finally got to, I vaguely remember
Kelly being right in that situation somehow.
I feel like
she was, because she did offer and she said, you know, that I wasn't gonna, you know what I mean?
Like, I wasn't just going to go ahead and do it because I know the type of person you are and the type of parties that you like.
Yeah,
so of course,
she could have at least,
you could have just like faux asked me. But there are some people like that want you to read their minds. Mm-hmm. And there are other people that are like, I want you to tell me bluntly what you want.
Ain't nothing like babies, weddings, baby shower,
and funerals
to cull the friendship herd of friendship. And
I don't know. I can't speak on this. I've had the same best friend since the womb. We've been apart. She's got a seven.
No, like if it's
son,
a group.
No, I can say
never
this.
Been in a fight.
Have
and
you
I've,
ever had a baby yet?
No. She's 7-year-old. My godson, who I love, shout out Jackson, my favorite person in the world. Love him. Okay, I don't understand.
No, I mean
do
groups.
No, I've been
family,
at her wedding.
That kind of
her
shit.
Family's my family. My family's honestly. I don't process this whole piece about different things in life and how we don't, like, as far as I'm concerned, you're having a baby. We're having a baby. The end.
Because you're right.
But there are some friendships that grow apart not because the other person doesn't care for the other one.
It just happens.
If you have a husband and you have a child and you're doing things with them all the time because that's what families do, your single friend who has all the time in the world, you might not be able to call on her at a beckon's call to do just these family things that you want. And it's going to be a lot of family stuff. And then there's going to be someone who's single, who's going out all the time, but you got kids. You can't always find a babysitter.
Yeah,
and there's things for you to do. You got church in the morning, so you can't just be out at the club at night, or you got work
definitely.
The next day.
But if your friendship is a real friendship, and I think theirs is, because we saw seeds of that. We saw, as much as Tiffany was acting like she didn't care, she was asking for Kelly. And Issa and Molly had to scramble and come up with a little story about, oh yeah, she said she had to go because she knows she don't play with her work. no matter how much Tiffany's acting like this is not her best friend, she was still looking for her best friend.
Oh, yeah, she and definitely was. And as much as,
you know, Kelly was concerned about this friendship, she's still that godparent, though.
Yeah, sure. She is. So. But there are some relationships that'll stick together thick and thin.
But I thought there was a very honest portrayal of what can happen as we grow older in our friendships. Not mine, but some people.
I mean, it's happened to me. Like, my best friend got married, and it's just like, I can't do shit with her no more. Because it was like, it's no longer me and her. It's me, her, and her husband. And I'm like,
fuck him.
I really want to be like, yo, can we go to this party? Nah, because my husband don't want to go. And I'm like,
yes.
So he gotta go.
There are some couples that are under each other.
So I'm just like, all right. So it's like, our friendship, like, we're still close, but we're not as close. And I accept that. I'm like, you know what? That's you right there. You handle that, and then I'm just going to be like, over here.
You'll figure it out.
That's why me and Mike is niggas for life. We out here with these two
y'all
kids.
Y'all are both married.
Y'all are both married.
You might grow. Both got two kids. Y'all most man, grow hey, into other groups.
We started hanging harder once we both had two kids.
Because y'all are bonding. Like, over your two kids.
I'm like, let me go.
You're having shit.
Wow.
Yo, that was
wow.
The Predator dap.
That, okay, but I watched people who got married and then they were strong and bound when they were just chilling out there single or just dating.
Yeah,
and then
almost,
once they got married,
I almost
it was just
fought a couple of my friends at my wedding. Some real shit.
But also, weren't you drunk at your wedding?
What
y'all
do?
Let's not talk about that.
Okay. Let's talk about it because I wasn't
there. By the time we got to the reception, all the fear had taken all the drunkenness out of it. They'd taken everything from the previous night. So.
But I appreciate them showing black friendships because usually what you see on TV is the white main character and her black friend that's basically something worth of a mammy. So it was
the
magic
the
Negro.
Comic relief.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Comic relief, voice of reason, magical mammy, but that isn't it.
Or your personal cheerleader. Girl, you deserve the best, and you need a da-da-da-da-da.
You need to go over there and tell that motherfucker.
I thought, you know what, my single favorite moment this season.
Loretta Devine again.
My single favorite moment of this whole season was that awkward and awful conversation that Molly and Issa had to have.
At the end.
Because I really appreciate the idea of conflict, disagreement, but it ending as nothing but that it being a conflict and disagreement did not end the friendship. They were still best friends. They were still the homies, but she was able to give her what were called tough love.
Yeah.
And unfortunately,
Molly had to hear it.
We don't take well to that.
No, that would have been a fist fight in real life, I think.
There's not a lot of people who could take that and be able to receive that and then say, okay, let me internalize that. And we saw her later have that conversation.
There's not a lot of people that can deliver it either.
I know, there is tough
love.
So
did we talk about
who
was right in that situation of Issa's agency versus Molly trying to protect her?
I think when we said...
We're referring to earlier in the day, Molly...
When Molly prevented
Nathan. To Nathan so that it would stop the later Last Dragon screening.
Yeah, so I think we felt that Issa was right to be angry.
Last Dragon trip,
Issa was definitely
Issa
right
was
to
right
be
because
angry.
She Molly didn't give her the option to say yay or nay to have Nathan be there or not.
To even have the conversation.
But also it also goes back into how Molly is all about me. When it comes to her work relationships, her friendships, she does things to and with other people if it benefits her.
Right.
At her job, she tried to get in with the group, but then she tries to get in with the group of black women that were there because she talked to somebody and said, hey, become friends with some of your coworkers. She finally got the opportunity, but as soon as she seen the opportunity to hop over them, she did into something to work with something Torian. But then as soon as she seen the opportunity to hop over Torian to do something, she hopped over Torian. She didn't recognize that she was doing something ridiculous until she got shaded.
Yep.
And that's when she got shaded by the girls. Then she got shaded by Torian. Then she got shaded by all of the group.
At the same time,
we're done ties with Molly. And she came in there to talk about me, my company used to do, my company had, my company
was. Yeah, she definitely
thought
she was
above
everybody else.
So when she came for Nathan, it was because she had planned something for Issa, and Issa said, I didn't want drama, but nobody wants drama at their birthday parties, but you do want to talk to somebody that you've been kind of stalking for a group and a half. Like, give her the choice to say yay or nay. And because it was her birthday, she could have chosen whether or not she wanted Nathan to either go with them.
That would be a dog-ass relationship name if they could ever get it together.
What? Ethan?
It'd be Ethan.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No, that's my godson's name. Don't do it.
Wow. It's not us. It's
some Brangelina type shit.
I can't.
It'll be NASA.
Nah.
It'll just be Nah,
that's okay.
Do people still do that? Like,
let's just make up two names together.
We're going to make up our names together.
Ethan Nathan.
I think they do.
Ethan Nathan.
Nah, my name wouldn't go well with anybody's name.
Nah. At this point, I'm just looking to see if somebody's last name will look nice on
them. Okay.
Facts. Make that first and last word.
Listen, I already worked it out. It'll be like Naomi, Pascal.
You're hyphenating it?
Listen, the Pascal just works. Like, I can't be like Naomi Smith.
That's her whole government, y'all. Start filling out them credit card applications.
You got to spell it right first, though.
Spelling Naomi
Why? First of all, she's
not
gonna tell
nobody. But spell it right first, and then you can haul. You could. First of all, you will see my credit score and be like, "Let me give you money, sister. Let me help you out." Like, stop.
I mean, my last name is so pretty. He might as well change his last name to whatever my last name is, which is.
Yo, I'm about to do the Beyonce and Jay-Z thing. It'll be what they did. They just took both of their names.
Knowles Carter.
I'm about to do that same thing and be like Pascal. Whatever, we both gonna have it. Our name's gonna be long as hell, but you know what?
Nah, God forbid, I'm actually applying for somebody's immigration, because that's what it looks like now. I'm about to be doing some immigration marriages. Talking about, and his last name is
50K.
Like,
if y'all need a visa,
who's left?
Who 50K? Who do we got? Okay, so we went through Issa, we went through Molly,
we did Kelly.
We
gotta do Tiffany.
Tiffany and her husband.
Girl, love somebody Derek, else, baby.
Derek.
Wow. I'm not feeling that at all.
You I really believe agree. That's not his, their baby?
Because they're so about their image, I don't think that, and I'm just gonna go ahead and say this is gonna be unpopular opinion, I don't think she would have carried to term a baby that wasn't his.
She would have.
If there was any doubts, she wouldn't have even gone through. And I know maybe she doesn't have doubts.
I know they're in California, but she would have hopped and skipped to Boston Medical if necessary.
I just think she would have handled that. Like, I just don't think. I think because they're so about their
visual,
she would have wanted to have his baby.
Yeah, but imagine that's the visual. Their visual is that they are a solid front. Yeah.
Right, so if something were to do that, she'd have to go ahead and shoot.
She's not about to do it. She's just going to have the baby and be like, that's your baby.
I think that it's a white dude's baby. So, because I vaguely remember there being something about, like, the coworker that I'm, you know, referencing that she cheated with. Allegedly.
Just were too friendly with, and he had to stop that.
From the story that we got from Derek in season two, they were too friendly.
Right.
And I'm thinking that maybe they were like way too friendly.
Like husband, wife.
It was a work husband. But there'd be some dudes that will see something.
Hey, nigga, I'll work
and,
with my
but
wife.
Wait, wasn't he cheating on her first and got caught? And isn't most cheaters, they're just projecting, like, anything onto her? Like,
I don't know if he cheated. I know we talked, Lawrence's other boy was cheating, so.
Chad was cheating left and right.
My nigga Chad. Was just, and he got back in there.
I'm surprised Chad didn't catch something before Lawrence did. If
that's
he
how
hasn't
it,
already.
That's how it goes. Because would always think it's the one who's doing it all the time. But it's
all
not.
The whole
Chad does it one time. Remember
Chad
the movie Kids?
Chad is a
hole.
Oh, yes.
Chad. I forgot about
Chad.
The movie Kids. That movie messed me up. I was like, I ain't having sex ever again.
I don't remember the movie Kids.
She did it one time, caught HIV. Meanwhile, homegirl's busting it open and just...
taking up the butt, the mouth, the throat.
Actually, technically, didn't she? I think she might have got it at the end because she ended up messing with Duke Casper. Rest in peace. Go ahead, keep going.
All right. Again,
well, then, like I said, I'm surprised he didn't catch nothing, but... I don't understand why people think that the baby isn't theirs.
My spider sense is just tingling.
We were talking about how he was. We were saying that Derek went to a hotel for a period of time. Like, she kicked him out of the house for what though?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah, to figure that out.
But it's definitely like, well, because they got a ton. I think they have like a metric ton of shit.
I agree.
That. They're just not telling everybody.
The perfect couple is always imperfect.
She's not about to carry
another man's baby. She's not going to
she's
do it.
She's just not going to do it.
I think she thinks
they can get away with it. You guys keep saying that, but I'm telling you.
I think she thinks that she can get away with it because they both.
I don't. If she's carrying
super high yellow, she would have to. She would have to smash
because his hair is like this.
She would have to smash him like another light skinned dude. Isn't he Spanish?
She's freely sitting here thinking, "Oh, I'm having the next man's baby, and Derek's just gonna live with it." I just don't see it.
So what if she?
Because
they're more concerned about that baby looking just like them.
What do black people check the very first time when a baby is out? What do black people check? If the baby is darker in the earlobes. That's not his baby. But if the baby comes out super light skinned,
your skin tone's gonna be in your
ears. Right in your earlobes. That's where it accumulates.
I gotta look at my baby.
MJ was light.
MJ was.
Is his ears dark?
Yo, his ears were. His ears were lighter than he is now, but his.
But he gave you the indication that he was gonna.
He was going to change pigment at some point.
And Camille was like her color when. Lighter.
What does your wife look like, Adi? Because you have a light-skinned baby.
Like...
No, they come. All babies come out light for come out a little bit light because they're in that water for so long.
Yeah,
they're
like
just
that oxygen.
They're just and then it takes like a day or so or
it takes about a week. $3
and 6 dimes.
Okay.
Like,
I was
like,
that shit is
boring. I couldn't get my I had the wrong head wrap on. That's why y'all wasn't understanding me.
I didn't know. I don't know the song. That's the problem. Because
you did not do your math.
You trying to focus Baidu like I'm not sitting next to you. And I hear you while you Baidu.
But you did not. But just Baidu.
But
ooh, she said Baidu. Just Baidu.
Wow.
That should be your
and then he flicked.
On my wrist, I wear it.
And then he flicked the do-rag just
haters
to.
Gonna
just
to
hit it. Where were we? Oh yeah, no, Derek. That's their Derek. That's their baby.
Yeah,
that's their baby. I'm gonna wait till next season.
I don't think
so. Their baby.
That's their
but
baby.
You know what I do like about the guy group that they have the ability for the Golden Girls. Thank you for being a friend. Conversations because
they do.
Will sit there and go in a way that lets you know that men gossip.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they definitely.
Men are hens. Men are hens. Men are hens. Whenever you really want to, whenever you really want to get the gossip.
The news.
No, y'all, no, y'all ain't telling about nobody. Trump is taking down the world. Y'all are talking about
like,
this chick right here is a hoe.
She hurt
she
my heart.
Here, her coochie looks like that, and if she twitches when you touch her toe, that's that bitch.
Well, no, that's you talking about dudes that trade the same chicks.
Y'all are just trading stories.
It's like,
oh yeah, I got that one.
Yo, you got Stephanie?
You got,
Go
Finch.
Wait,
what? Go Finch.
I'm like, so these are conversations you've had before then.
Whoa. Yeah.
He's in the lead.
First of all, shut up.
Wow.
Secondly, I don't understand how you're snitching.
I'm not snitching.
Sibling.
Listen,
sibling.
I
don't know. Matter of fact, I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. I'm looking for pictures of
like, how are you looking for pictures of your kids?
I don't know, right?
They
should be right there. Like.
It should be, but it's definitely not.
You should just be able to be like, look at my screensaver.
Exactly.
I got here.
That's kind of like where I feel about it.
I gotta see your ass everywhere I go.
As far as I'm concerned, they're all there is a screensaver.
Right,
right
here
are
my children. Right
here's
here.
My kids and my wife.
Right here.
And here's my fanny pack.
This is us on vacation in Rome.
Yeah, look at us when we're at this. This is the vineyard last week.
Mind you, we're talking to two married men with two children talking about, I gotta look for pictures of my kids.
Oh no, I know exactly where all of my children's pictures are.
They're cute. That's the DNA. That's the lemony.
The boy look mad tall.
He is.
Like, I feel like he's taller than me.
He had that age where he's like this long and like he's just like gangly
for no
reason. Lanky. He just falls for no reason.
Right now.
He's about to look like his grandpappy.
Yeah. I love y'all.
He just falls. So just can't figure it out.
One day we'll do an Isla Powell just stories with my dad because
no,
he's so cool though. He was seriously the favorite person at our company outing. Hand to God. Our CEO shouted him out.
Yeah,
he was barely there.
Obviously he was there. He made a presence.
I don't think you understand how many people got pissed off
got
and mad that he disappeared and
I
didn't know where my father was.
There's a picture of me looking for your dad with you two like this.
I mean, hell,
like
I wish I had a dad, but damn, like, you know, I'm going to let y'all go ahead and have that. Like,
your dad gave us awards.
You can borrow mine whenever you feel like.
We all got awards.
It's too late now.
Well, yeah. I got
nah,
awards,
no,
I'm too scarred.
I have a dad
okay,
now.
Okay, so we've done.
Well, we've done, what was it? We did Chad, he's a hoe. That's his thing. He's a hoe in the voice of
he found Jesus.
Supposedly, he also walked in the house of God and said, "Ooh, look at all the booty."
It's okay.
But then he heard the word. But then he heard the word, and he was transformed.
First of all,
was he?
Wait, let me just say this. So you mean to tell me you ain't walking to church one day and be like, "Ooh, look at this"? Because
that's how it goes. You go with your friend. Here's my thing. You go with your friend who's talking about he's trying to find some enlightenment. And then it's not him who finds enlightenment, it's you. Because you were going there trying to hear, you heard a little word and it stuck with you.
Well, first of all, shout
out to him for going.
Shout
out for going.
He was the one that said that's where you could find all the booty.
But he went, but then he felt something in his spirit.
But that friendship was there. He was like, yo, let's go to brunch. No, all right, I'll go with you. That's
true, because some guys are like, I ain't going to church, bro.
Listen, I believe it. I believe he caught something while he was there. But I also think he saw something while he was there.
But this is coming from a non-religious person here.
It's the adage of when you go to church and like you feel like the preacher is talking directly to you.
True.
And because he always says
something. Yeah, the something teacher, that always hits you.
The preacher was kind of talking to him.
Like, he was so funny.
I felt like it was relatable. I can't do this sermon. Is what I said. Like, if it was me, I'd be like, "This is not the church for me." But like,
it really was.
It's like when you try other sushi, try other services. Exactly. See if there's something that's right for you.
I want some sushi.
Shout out to all of those that are. For those of you who are religious, I'm not, and you find Jesus, hopefully it makes you a better person and less judgy of everybody
else.
But for everybody else who isn't, you do you. As long as you do good to
whatever his motives are, he went to church. He felt something. Maybe he saw something. But you know, it's a church girl he saw. So, you know, she probably ain't going to have it. She'd be like, I'm really close to God.
Well, that's the thing, because this is Chad we're talking about. So if it was something that he was going to do that was, like, grimy, he would have just done it.
He went home. He's back with his girl because he had a transformation. And we, again,
if he was going to go chase some skirts, he would definitely go chase some skirts. This is Chad.
Give him some time. Give him some time. Because I feel like he gets reformed and then he goes back.
Here's what I think. I think he actually probably growing up was a church going child. I think he went to church because when you're raised in the way, you can always kind of go.
You can go back.
And we saw him spiraling out of control. We didn't notice it because he's always been on 100.
But he was next to Lawrence, and Lawrence was wilding too. If we think about the fact that this man lost his fiance right before the wedding.
He lost his fiance because he was smashing three strippers right before the wedding.
That is a whole act of craziness.
It was a cry for help. It really was.
And then he's up here with Lauren being his homie. I don't really care. It's all good. I don't really care. He did care.
Yeah.
And the minute that he saw Lawrence was going to take a break, take a beat, he was like, word, we're taking this whole beat right now. Yep. Yes, let's go to the Lawrence house.
Yeah, but that's all he needed. I'm going to need that character to stay as he is because both Kelly and Chad, whatever cray cray they have, they are still the voice of reason within their group.
That's because
their credit's at an all time high. Yeah. That's how I judge people. When your credit's at an all-time high because you keep it real 100% of the time, you're prone to, if you don't agree with what they say, you might listen to what they say and maybe even take heed in it just because you know they're not coming from a funky line place. They're really 100%. You know who else is like that? DMX. His credit's high with me too. He's crazy.
I genuinely believe that nigga did not know what Google was.
I'm just like, DMX, I really believe him the most out of everybody. Every time when it comes to credit being an all-time high. And
no.
Chad and Kelly, I think their credit is just up here with...
Yeah, listen, DMX is always telling the truth even when he lies.
Thank you.
No,
DMX keeps it 100% of the time.
I've been on live for too long because my shit shut down and said, ooh, that's it. Like,
no,
I agree.
We've been on that 5 minutes.
Oh, okay, cool. So, all right, so... I don't know who we have left.
We did our four girls. We talked about Nathan.
Okay, so we did Chad. We did Lawrence. We did Drew. We did Daniel. The only reason why I have Torian on here is because Molly has a tendency to make ridiculous decisions when it comes to men. Especially now she's done with Drew.
You think she's not going to deal with him, but she's gonna.
I feel like she's going to try to do something.
I need her to have her own kind of transformation. But and I need it to occur by doing something new. No, she needs to have an experience with a man who knows the intimate parts that she would take too long to share.
And I think Andrew
that
might be
Molly experience on Molly forced her to say things that she probably wouldn't have said to a man on five dates, let alone
Well, then
10.
Molly need to be on Molly 24/7.
So and Molly, but also...
She can at least deal with the man who now knows who he's dealing with.
But, and Andrew knows, how it... But also, just so we're... Just so we remember, I think the reason why Andrew was brought into the scope was because there was that controversy with Issa's book about how she says black successful women need to be with successful Asian dudes, or at least they would thrive better with Asian dudes.
But are we saying that he's just as successful as her?
Actually, I don't know what she does.
I don't know. I don't know what he does on her caliber.
But also,
but he dresses nice. And
Nathan lives in his house. Nathan lives in his house. He lives in Andrew's house, which means that Andrew owns that house.
It's a very common thing in California to have people like
living in your house or somebody renting.
Like, I went out to California for 1 week and I ended up staying in two houses. Like.
Honestly don't know what Andrew does, and if they're actually going through the whole thing that Issa was saying, it might be possible that Andrew is in a totally different line of work.
But
he is successful at some. He had to be able to afford Coachella tickets. He can't just up and go.
Coachella's not cheap.
They're definitely not cheap.
Coachella's not cheap.
$200 per day.
Oh, first of all, and that's just the tickets. You're not even talking about your accommodations.
Hotel,
that's
your $12 no water food. Or your yurt.
What's a
yurt? What's those little like hut things that you have?
Oh, the yurt.
The yurt.
Yurt.
Little yurt. It's a yurt. It's a yurt. One man tent.
Cabana.
No.
No, it's a yurt.
It's like a yurt.
See. I will go broke trying to go to Coachella. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to go to Coachella.
So apparently we're not going to Coachella because Coachella sounds expensive.
I'm not going to Coachella because I don't like groups of people that seems hot and them could smell. I just live my life not being around huge bodies of people smelling.
A bunch of muddy white folk.
No Coachella for me, okay?
Burning Man? No, thank you.
A
lot of fluids.
What is that?
A lot of heat. Thank you.
You know what?
No, thank you.
Beyonce did a very good job at Coachella last year. I watched it.
Julie. I support your right to go to the desert and do your things that you do, and I'm here for
that. I can't do that in my house.
Fighting for the right for you to do it.
Listen,
I'm
good. Think about it, you're in the desert. Ain't nobody taking showers frequently every 3 days.
No, I don't. I live my life not to be around
smells. Don't it get cold in the desert at night?
At night. But during the day.
Okay, so to end off, what I really want to do is find out what we think, what our hopes are for the next season.
Mm-hmm.
Because my hope is we find out exactly what happened to Nathan, where they, you know, they do offshoots where they just delve into one of the side characters' life. And they show you, and if it is that he is depressed.
I don't care what happened to Nathan.
And if he is honestly, depressed,
fine,
just for the black community, it's like they're gonna show you what depression actually looks like, or they do what we know he was doing, and he was just being a fuckboy. He has another girl.
We don't know how he got to this place of LA.
I think
you're
shut down
too.
He's a barber.
He's a traveling barber. He doesn't actually sit in the
shop.
That's
another
thing.
He
had like 9 pictures on his
LA
Instagram
is full of that.
All I know is they always say beware the folks who can't stay in a chair too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, that's definitely an LA thing though. It's like,
but
LA
he's not
just,
from LA though.
That's what
so
I'm saying.
So I'm gonna go to LA and be like,
LA
I'm a traveling barber.
That.
Right, but he was in Houston and left Houston.
He didn't say he was doing hair in Houston. He said he had a lot going on and he just went to Houston to get his mind right.
He said he left Houston because of the hurricane had hit them.
No, that was in the beginning. Smart. That's why he said he came to LA. Hurricane Matthew or something Katrina.
The one in Houston, right? The
yeah.
One Harvey.
Harvey. Okay.
Yeah, the one that
so he moved to LA because of Hurricane Harvey.
But then went back.
But then he went back to Houston to get his mind right.
To get his mind
so
right.
So the episode will either be where we find out what happens to Nathan and it's just a PSA on black folk mental health, or it'll just be what every female thinks that's going on and he was just doing fuckboy shit. Obviously, I'm leaning towards, you know, showing black folks
but why didn't
for
they
drama.
Do that with Molly?
Okay, then the next person for Molly is for the storyline that she attempts to do something with Tori and gets shut down.
She gonna fuck that up.
She gonna get fired.
Or she gonna get fired.
She gonna get fired.
And people have been fired for not being a good
I want Molly
yeah, her
with a company.
Ethics is, her ethics are garbage.
Her,
I want
like,
her to get
if
fired.
If she's in the probationary period, chances are they might
just fire
her
and just say
you're not a good fit.
Yeah, she's trying to get on the partner track, but she's trying to fast track it by going over people. Yeah,
this is what she's trying to do. She's trying to be cutthroat, and if that's what she came there to do and she gets the job done.
Why can't she do that with the white folk?
I mean, why can't she do that with the white folks? We know why she's doing it.
I mean, they didn't even want to pay her the rate that she was supposed to
they
get paid.
They were trying to give her a seat at that table. So she came to this
Molly
table.
Molly was just, she just came in problematic. Like, this is what they do at my
she
job.
Came in too hot. That's what she did.
Maybe she'll fix it.
She came in way too hot.
Maybe she'll fix it, but I highly doubt it because the way her attitude is set up.
She came there for what she was getting.
Yeah.
And then was like,
this is not what
I'm just going to turn heel. And it's like, hey.
First of all, my approach would have been, I'm coming in, I'm making friends with everybody. You are all about to be my
ally. I would have brought me some
things. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be in an all-black environment. Then be happy to be in that all-black environment. Don't hit your crab in a bucket as soon as you get a chance.
Yep.
Like, listen, I would have been like, oh, you wanna be the lead on this one? Go ahead, girl. I'm just going to sit back and watch you.
Nancy, what do you want for Issa?
I need Issa to get a man.
I don't need her to get a man.
I want her to date if that's what she wants to do. I don't want that whole love triangle Lawrence thing. I don't want that.
I don't want there to be any of that. Lawrence in this.
I don't
well,
want
then
that.
They shouldn't have protested too much because they're definitely fucking again.
I think she's going to do it in a way where she's going to screw herself over and that thing that she's trying to put together. That girl is going to feel some kind of way and she might talk to her with the buzz.
They could all interact easily at the actual event, and things hit something that resembles a fan at the event, and it gets put on. Now if we go a whole season
and nobody knows any, like if she's working this closely with, I wish I remember the girl's name, and we don't know that, and we don't know that Issa doesn't know that she's dating Lawrence or whatever, like if they start going long term, like I just don't want it to just become Three's Company and we're just like, ugh, we gotta like sit here through this whole thing to where it's like, oh, you know, she's dating Lawrence or whatever, and then it's like, oh, but Issa doesn't know until the final episode.
But you know, I think it might become one of those shoe on the other foot moments where Issa cheated on Lawrence and now Lawrence and Issa are back together, but he hasn't told her that he's with this other chick prior to her, so now he's cheating. But it might just be for drama.
Because if you remember, Issa and Daniel ended up working together. Daniel was doing some work for her, and that's the only reason Daniel and Lawrence had that interaction at that party.
Yeah.
So yes, it could definitely come back around again. But I think for the show and for what we need for growth for Issa, is I don't think this is going to hit the fan until the actual event, where the girl is going to invite her man.
And it's like, oh, this is my boyfriend Lawrence, and it's gonna be one of those.
Or better yet, he's gonna go, I can't go to your event, I gotta go to this thing for one of my friends. And then he sees her there and she's like, oh, this is what I was gonna invite you to. I helped da da da. Oh, this is Issa.
That's my friend.
The same Issa that you talked, the ex-girlfriend that you
He might do that to himself because he looked like he was
say what you want, Lawrence is not over Issa.
No, he is not. When he's seen her afterwards.
Point, I just don't want it to be prolonged to the last episode.
Yeah, I don't want it to just be...
The will they,
like
won't
they. Like I
said,
I don't want it to be Three's Company.
But see, that's the thing. If we don't want that, then they need a clean break. With the only overlap being at when they have mutual friends like that baby shower. Mm-hmm. They need a clean break.
No, that's not gonna happen with Lawrence. Lawrence is attached to Issa.
I think Issa and Lawrence are endgame, which is why I didn't want to see her invest in another relationship because I don't want to invest in like somebody else who we know is not gonna.
Or it might be one of the things where Nathan finally shows up and he's depressed, and Lawrence shows up. And Lawrence is there treating Issa like a girlfriend, even though she's giving him the cold shoulder possibly. And Nathan fucks the whole thing up by having a fit.
An episode.
By having a moment.
He does have an anger problem. Like, he
definitely has an anger issue.
Like, the way he beat up that big man.
It was a big man. In a tight space.
And he mollywopped her. Like, are we sure he didn't go to jail?
No, they just reported the incident. He ran.
Remember, he left. He was like, "I gotta go."
He was gone.
Which is what I really thought was going on for me, where it was just like, "Oh yeah, he beat my man ass. He laying low."
Because they said that they took care of it, and I was like, "Are you sure they didn't take care of it by having that big dude press charges, and then dude got caught up in sent to Houston, as in like the Houston jail or something.
He came back.
Of course, it was a stint for assault.
Yeah. So.
How long was he gone again? Like a couple weeks?
A month.
A month? Oh yeah. He might have did 30 days.
It was a month.
He might have did 30 days.
She didn't cancel that nigga?
She did. She blocked his number. She took that good shower where she was like, I'm over it. And she was like, I'm good.
Now you know it's a month.
He didn't go to jail because he was posting on Instagram in in real time. And he's like,
whoa, people been doing that shit in jail for the last couple of years.
That's so true. They got I see some pictures.
I feel like he would have been one of the jail poses
like,
in jail.
He already ghosted her before.
He
tied things up with Lyft because Lyft called her to tell her, and she was like, "Did you talk to him today?" All
right.
And they're like, "Yeah."
Let's put a bow on this thing.
All right. Well, obviously, Insecure is like, it's not a sore spot. It is a good spot. It is a good TV show to watch. Watch it. But also, if you're going to watch it and you need people to talk about it, obviously come to Isla Power because we know what we're talking about.
Cancel Nathan.
@ILA_POW on the gram and Twitter. We'll talk about it and
everywhere. So pieces, people. I'll see you on the next one.
Love, trust, and belief. Peace.
Alright, we're stopped on the stream.
So are we canceling Nathan now? Because
I've already canceled Nathan. I don't want him to be nearby her.
Because I was rooting for him. I was like, alright, a week.
No.
But a month?
No.
Dude, you're
30 days. Not only was it 30 days, and he was posting within that 30 days, she contacted him when he seen her posting.
And I'm like, whoa, ghost protocol?
You know what I was shocked at? That he didn't block her and was just like, ooh, no, but he let her watch him have his best life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And from the fake, did he even respond from the fake account?
What you put?
No, he never responded to the fake account. So he was. So was he ghosting everybody? If so, then I could see like, all right, he.
No.
He was ghosting everybody, left everybody alone. But if he had answered that fake account,
all right, let me.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's when I would have known. They had depressed. You're getting pressed somewhere. This is why I might believe you when you say that he was depressed.
I think he was. I just he doesn't. Again, like my thing is, he doesn't know the language for it. So like his. He was trying to describe it, and that's why it sounded shitty.
I don't trust anyone but, who has Google at their fingertips when you're feeling some kind of way and don't want to do a self-diagnosis.
Yo, listen.
Mind you,
know Google isn't like cancer.
Nowadays,
Google be like, you got cancer, dog. That's all that is. You just got cancer, my nigga.
Big billboards that are like, yo, if you feel
you got emotion cancer.
This number, it'll be anonymous, and it's like. I understand black folks don't want to go to South.
That's where I was going to go.
But it's just
with
like,
it.
Y'all have technology at. Ask Siri or ask Alexa, like, yo, I'm feeling some kind of way. What do you think this is? Both of them will be like, you are depressed.
Window in between for the morning breeze. Of course we eat, but tonight your main course is me. So when I leave, she say text me. Boy, and don't you ever forget me. Sexy, boy. I'm too sexy for my shirt. It's always you, so get undressed and go to work. I know you clean, but come get messy in the dirt.